Hello and good evening and welcome to my kitchen. And I'm going to do something I've never done before in my life. I'm going to conduct a live on audio tasting. And it's not wine. Probably expect me to be doing a wine tasting if I'm doing anything. No, this is a live gin tasting. And the reason I'm doing this is today, Easter Saturday, I went to a specialist gin a specialist off-license in Cork called Bradley's, and I bought a bottle of a gin I have never had before. It's called Short Cross Gin, and it's subtitled Small Batch Distillery. And it's from County Down in Northern Ireland, Downpatrick to be precise. And I'll just, let me just read you the size side of it. Here at Radamon Estate, we are proud to be Northern Ireland's first craft gin distillery, nestled in the countryside just outside Downpatrick. We have perfected a smooth yet complex gin, combining a unique uplifting aroma reminiscent of summer meadows, wild berries and Irish clover, with a long and intriguing finish. Short Cross Gin is everything a true craft distilled gin should be. By the way, if you have no interest in gin, you might like to break off, because this entire audio is going to be about gin. Our small batch philosophy ensures that every aspect of our gin meets our exacting vision, from hand-picking and sourcing the finest botanicals, drawing our own fresh water — I've been told that's from a deep well — distilling on our small copper still, to bottling and labelling the finished product. Everything is crafted and perfected by hand. Right, that's the long blurb, right? The stuff for your interest is a 46%. But I'm going to conduct a tasting of the Short Cross gin against a Cork dry gin. I'm not going to read you the stuff on the back of this, except that it says, combining the unique tastes of juniper, citrus fruits and exotic botanicals. This is a 37.5% alcohol gin. And I'm going to compare it with Bombay Sapphire. Bombay Sapphire I have here is a 47%, and it's the basic Bombay Sapphire, which you may or may not know of. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take them in a certain order. I'm going to take the Cork Dry Gin first, then I'm going to take Bombay Sapphire, and then I'm going to take the Short Cross Gin. And I'm going to taste them. Let me get on with this. I'm going to taste them all. Small amount now. Small amount. That's the dry gin poured out. This is the Bombay, the sound of Bombay. Bet you didn't hear that. Okay, and the last one isn't so easy because I only got it today. And the Short Cross has got a wax seal, which I'm breaking now with a knife. And the knife into the wax, it's pretty easy to drag the black wax off the side of the bottle. Now, by the way, while I was in Bradley's this afternoon, I saw a square bottle of gin. Can you believe that? The man from Bradley's hadn't yet tasted it. But here we go. I'm getting off this. And this takes a bit of doing. You know what? You'd want to have a little time in your hands to get open the... I hope this is going to be worth it. By the way, I only found out about this Short Cross gin in an Irish newspaper recently, a weekend feature, and they were talking about a number of different gins, and they had nice things to say about this Northern Ireland gin. It's driving me mad now, because I couldn't think of a way of doing this except live that would really reserve the excitement of what it's going to be like. Now, my intention is to drink a little bit of it at room temperature, right? Because I'm thinking to myself, right, If you want to take, oh, here it is, here's the sound coming off the short cross. There you are. So I reckon that, right, I reckon that, I forget what I was going to say, and I've had one glass of wine. So, right, yeah, I'm going to start off by tasting them without any ice, and then I'm going to add ice to them. I don't see any point of adding soda and lemon to them, because I have previously had some gins that as soon as you add lemon, for example, I didn't like them anymore. I preferred them neat and cold. So now, it's not really fair to compare them, I have to say, because the cork dry gin is a, and I'm not being disparaging or anything like that, and I'm going to say exactly what I think about it in a minute, but that doesn't cost an awful lot in comparison with the short cross one. And the Bombay Sapphire is a bit more expensive than the cork dry gin, but it's not that much more expensive. And you go into a sort of slightly bigger league when you go to the specialist gin, which the third one is. So here goes anyway on the cork dry gin tasting. I'm actually going to swallow it. It's a bit hot on the mouth. It's got a bit of flavour, all right. Nothing against it, really. But I'm not jumping up and down. I reckon I ought to get a glass of water, actually, to wash the mouth out. If you don't have a glass of water, it's not fair to the next gin, because at this rate, so I'm going to finish off the cork dry gin. I don't want to, no, I won't. I'll leave it there. And I can add ice to it for the next go. And there's no way I'm going, you know, spitting this gin out. Okay, glass of water. So that's kind of, I've got nothing dramatic to say about the cork dry gin. By the way, I'm not a taster, really. I won't be going around saying things like, this is old bicycles buried under an apple tree or anything like that. But I will give it a good swill in the mouth. Okay, here I go with the Bombay. Oh, that's a world difference. That's a whole world. First of all, it's not hot in the mouth. It's gentle. It starts off, you'd hardly know it was alcohol. It's got a very smooth taste. It does have a fiery finish. You know, you would know. And I have to say that the herbs or botanicals or whatever is in it, I'm sure there's juniper and stuff like that. And I'm not an expert now. I can't tell you that there's, you know, bugwort and all sorts of other things in it. But it's particularly smooth, I have to say. And right. Now I get to the one that's new to me. Another glass of water. This is the one for which the tasting is being carried out. So here we go. Very nervous, I have to tell you. I'm very nervous. Oh my goodness. Well, first of all, that's a mouthful of flavour. That, you know, you think of gin, right? You think of it as being pretty tasteless stuff, really. My goodness, the short cross gin is a mouthful of flavour. Now, they refer to it as meadow. I'm going to have another little drop. Well, I will be having a bit more. I don't... To me, it's more like a Now, I'm going to mix things completely up, but it's a bit like as if you took the juice out of black currants and red currants and swallowed it. In other words, you get a really strong flavor in your mouth. Now, don't get me wrong, this is not a fruit flavor on this. If I had to say anything, I'd say it was olives. A flavor of olives. I happen to love olives, by the way. Now, that's only part of the story because, you know, who would do what I've just done, which is to drink gin at room temperature. So we need to apply ice to the glass. Right. Certain amount of ice in that one. Ice in here. I just dropped a lump of ice on the floor. Yuck. Damn it. You should do this with ice that's straight out of the freezer, but I'm the only person here, so I'm right into that glass. Go these three ice cubes. I dropped one there. Let's go with another one. Let's put that one in. In fact, let's go with another one. This is going to be... Oh, blooming hell. Which one of these? Yeah, I'm right. I think I am. Yeah, I've got them in the right order. Okay, here we go. Cork dry gin on top of ice. Do you know what? This could be great fun. I mean, I wish that I wasn't alone in my kitchen doing this, but here we go. But this is the idea of doing a tasting. I promised the off-license Bradley's that I would do a tasting. And I also promised whoever is tweeting from Shortcross Gin, at Shortcross Gin, I better pick up the lumps of ice off the floor and throw them in the sink. I definitely don't think that using ice off the floor would be a fair comparison. Okay, glass of water, starting again. Good rinse. Okay, here goes with cork dry. Well, I tell you that all the heat is gone out of the gin. But also there's absolutely no flavour. I kind of feel that I have been drinking cold water. So that certainly means that a gin and tonic needs definitely a good dollop of lemon to be any good. All right, here we go. Bombay Sapphire. Well, that's night and day. That has flavour. That has flavour. You're drinking a different drink. There's no question about that. So a gin and tonic made with Bombay Sapphire and a gin and tonic made with cork dry gin. I mean, you might as well, in my opinion, pay the extra for the Bombay. Okay, I'm getting to the one that I feel most anxious about, most nervous, most excited. This is Shortcross. Now remember, fair comparison, this cut costs a good deal more than the other ones. Although, you know, when I think of how many glasses I'm going to get out of this bottle, the unit price difference isn't going to be that great, really. Here we go. I should smell it. Yeah, the smell survives. Suspect the smell would have been stronger without the ice. That's gooseberries. It's definitely gooseberries. It's, it's very subtle. Oh, it's very smooth. Ah, you know, it's a cut above the Bombay. Now, the Bombay's done rather well. Didn't come out so well on the dry, on the room temperature, but under ice it didn't do too badly. But this is like, what would I say? It's more like, and it's going to sound awful, almost like a cordial. This is got a different consistency from the other two. It feels like a more substantial liquid, as if the density of the liquid whatever you call it, deeper. Let me have another bit. I'm a great port man. I love vintage port. I mean, I'm whenever I can get vintage port, I'm very, very keen on it. And I just love it. I mean, I don't mean late bottle vintage. I don't mean ruby and tawny. I mean the real McCoy. But this is the real McCoy. I like it. I wish I had a bottle of, what's it called, Jonathan Miller? Which is previously my favourite gin. No, this is definitely excellent gin. So short cross gin, well, I'm not surprised it came out ahead, but now that I taste it, it's definitely special. Anyone who got a Christmas present of a bottle or anything like that would really thank you. It's, oh my goodness, I'm so glad I have it. So, Short Cross and Bradley's, thank you very much for, actually, do you know what? I do not know whether I would put lemon and soda and tonic, rather, in the Short Cross. I think I'd actually drink the stuff neat. And then suck the ice cubes. Okay, thanks a million for listening. It's Paul O'Mahony in his kitchen, wondering if he's going to carry on drinking. Bye for now.